Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is a portion of the Old Testament lesson just read from Isaiah 40, specifically these words from Isaiah 40, verse 11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. This is our text. When was the last time you offered this commentary on your life? Deader than a doornail, a lost cause, sayonara baby, the fat lady has sung, or my favorite, being a baseball fan, Mighty Casey has struck out. Israel offered this very hopeless commentary on her life during the dark days of the Babylonian exile. Our pericope, Isaiah 40, 1 through 11, positions the 8th century prophet to speak to this 6th century lost cause. Already in the 8th century, Isaiah knew that the days were coming when Israel would have no Davidic king, no temple, no Jerusalem, no annual pilgrim feasts, no economic or political influence, no hope. Mighty Casey will strike out. Or to use Israel's favorite, there by the waters of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. To those exiles who would throw in the towel in brokenness and emptiness, Isaiah speaks words of tenderness, compassion, comfort. In fact, the whole pericope explodes with comfort, but specifically, there's comfort like bookends. The idea, the theme, the imagery, the word frames this poem like bookends in the beginning and at the end. Specifically, in the beginning, Isaiah 41, Nakumu, Nakumu. Comfort, comfort. You see, in a Hebraic way, if you want to drive home a point, you simply repeat the word. Isaiah does this quite often. For example, we have, among others, fallen. Fallen is Babylon. Awake, awake, O Zion. Build up, build up. Prepare the road. And the classic threefold what? Holy, holy, holy. Nakumu, Nakumu. Then Ami, my people. No longer the scornful this people of Isaiah 6, 9. No, on me, my people. It explodes with compassion and comfort because you see, Yahweh's covenant promise is exactly this. I will be your God and you will be on me, my people. Nakumu, Nakumu, on me. And then speak tenderly to Jerusalem, literally speak upon the hearts. The same words are used to describe a comforting Boaz who's speaking to another lost cause named Ruth. Comfort in the beginning, comfort in the end, it's like bookends. Specifically at the end, Isaiah 40, 11. Ki roe, like a shepherd. Now this idea, like a shepherd, drives us to the conviction that all of this tenderness and compassion and comfort is needed because Israel and the exiles and their forefathers had been just like sheep. Now sheep are not intimidating creatures. We've all seen horses run with eloquence and beauty, with their wind blowing in the wind. Have you ever seen sheep run? Sheep are geeks. They have these little wooden-like legs. We have, among others, Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Atlanta Falcons, Seattle Seahawks, Denver Broncos, St. Louis Rams. And I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but there will never, ever be an NFL expansion team called the Los Angeles Rams or the San Antonio Sheep. What would the cheerleaders say? Fleece them, ba, ba, ba. You see, sheep are not intimidating creatures. The fact is, sheep are dumb. They will graze on the same hillside until that hillside is a desolate waste and it is filled with corrupt disease. Sheep will go down to get a drink. They'll get too close to the water. Their wool will absorb too much water. They'll become top-heavy, fall in, and drown in the water. We're not like that, are we? Sheep are dirty. Their wool acts like a magnet, attracting all kinds of mud and manure and maggots. It acts like a huge absorption sponge, getting all the dirt, decay, and disease it can get. In fact, the wool in sheep takes in every particle of filth in the atmosphere. We're not like that, are we? Sheep are dumb, dirty, defenseless. Sheep have no natural ways of defending themselves. In fact, on a lazy afternoon, a sheep will lie down in green pastures and won't be able to get up. It's called a cash sheep. And to mix metaphors, cash sheep are sitting ducks to any kind of wild varmint out there. Canines, coyotes, cougars. We're not like that, are we? But Israel had been just like that. Sheep. And the result was sayonara baby. Nebuchadnezzar did it, didn't he? Aided by his right-hand man called Nebuzaradan in 587 BC. It was all over. Exile. Because they had been just like sheep, dumb. Isaiah 1. An ox knows his master, and the donkey knows his owner's manger. But Israel doesn't know. My people don't understand. Dirty. Isaiah 64, you know it. All of us have become like one who is unclean. All our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Defenseless. Isaiah 1. From the sole of your feet to the top of your head, there is no soundness in you, only wounds and welts and open sores. Israel was just like that. Hear the word of the Lord. Isaiah 53, verse 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. And each of us has turned to his own way. We are just like sheep. And the result? There by the waters of Babylon, we sat and wept. When we remembered Zion, you see, your life and mine is a living testimony to being deader than a doornail, a lost cause, exiled. We are so far from the Father's will and ways, so far from caring each other's burdens and pains, so far from my spouse and child and brother and sister. You see, Mighty Casey, you and I, three strikes, we're out. So what's a shepherd to do? One option, and one option only. Become a lamb, but not any ordinary lamb. A virgin will conceive. and bear a son. And you will call him Emmanuel. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Sar Shalom, Prince of Peace. No ordinary lamb here. He's led like a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. No ordinary lamb here. And no green pastures either, because spit and blood are caked to his cheeks. No quiet waters here. In fact, no water at all, as the hot Palestinian sun parches his lips and throat. He walks through the valley of the shadow of death, and there is no rod or staff for comfort. The cup overflows, all right. The cup wouldn't pass. As Jesus drinks from the cup of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. Surely, goodness and chesed, mercy, has been twisted and perverted in the most inhumane way. Had we been there, we would have offered this commentary on that life: deader than a doornail, a lost cause. Mighty Jesus has struck out. But Isaiah 40, verse 8, verbum Dei, monet in aeternum. You know that the word of our God stands forever. That word stood 70 years as Israel, after that 70 years, burst forth free from Babylon. That word stood 500 years later as the babe burst forth from Bethlehem. And climactically, that word stood alive after 3 days, when our burden bearer burst forth from Joseph's tomb. I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. Nakumu, Nakumu, Ami. Comfort, comfort, my people. You see, that's what the shepherd does. When I'm lost and exiled, he leaves the 99 and runs after me. When I'm confused by voices of demons and devils, he calls me by name. And I know that voice. When I am dirty and unclean, he is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. There is a shepherd who gathers us in his arms till we're better, who holds us close to his heart till we can live with the hurt, who leads us in paths of righteousness forever. Dumb, dirty, defenseless. That's us, isn't it? But one more. Delivered. The glory of Yahweh has been revealed, and all flesh has seen it together, and the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. There is a shepherd who's alive, who offers tenderness, compassion, comfort, like bookends. In the beginning, in the cleansing waters of baptism, all the way through, goodness and mercy chase me all the days of my life. And like bookends, at the ends, I will dwell in Yahweh's house forever. and our response. There can be only one to sing the song of our childhood, to sing the song of the day, to sing the song that is composed just for sheep who know the comforts of the shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.